everybody, it is Mo Lucy, and I am back. It's been a while, but I thought I would come in. I kind of getting withdrawals from recording actual booms, so that's what I intend on doing here. So I guess there's been a lot going on, and I'll probably have to do multiple booms, but somebody started posting something recently called Rambly Boo, so maybe I will tag along on that. I have a lot to say, as always, so I will talk to you guys first about my dog food dilemma that I had yesterday, and it was sort of interesting. I went to the store. We have this store here called Meyer. And it's spelled really funky, and most people probably haven't heard about it unless you are from this area. I think they're only in a few states, but they're expanding out. They're in Michigan and Wisconsin. I think they're in parts of Kentucky, and I want to say maybe parts of Ohio, but not all of Ohio. So it's very limited as to where they are, but it's pretty much all here, but they're kind of expanding out. And basically, it's somewhat of a Walmart in a sense, but nicer than Walmart. Their produce is a lot better, and their prices are pretty comparable, but it actually, the store preceded Walmart. The whole idea, they just didn't expand out like Walmart did. So it's like the pre-Walmart, because it was like a grocery store and a hardware store, and you know, they have clothing and all that kind of stuff all in one roof. That was their idea first, so Walmart kind of stole it, but they are the first to expand out. So anyways, went to Meijer, and they had this deal on dog food. So it was dog food and dog products. And so if you bought $60 worth, you got $12 off. So that's like, what, 20% savings. So I was like, hey, that's a good deal. Because I actually got the same deal like 2 months ago. And my dogs are almost done with the food, so it lasts for a while. So it's a good deal. So it makes it down to $48. So then I was at the store a couple days ago, and I knew I was going to buy the dog food, but we weren't going to do it probably till Monday because we didn't have enough space in our car with the stuff we were buying a couple days ago. So we're like, well, we're going to come back and get the dog food. So some guy ahead of us at the self-checkout had left these coupons behind, and I, you know, my husband had grabbed them, and so we looked through. There was a dollar off dog food coupon there. I'm like, yeah, because I'm going to buy this food here in a couple days. Well, then we bought our food, or our items, and we got a coupon too. Same one. So we had $2 off our dog food that we intended on buying anyway. So now we're down to now we're up to $14 off our dog food from $60. So we go yesterday to the store and we find our dog food. It was on sale for $27.99 for the 31-pound bag. I think it was 31 pounds. So, and then we looked at the bigger bag, I think, which was like 40 pounds. So nine more pounds, but it was like 92 cents a pound or something. We figured it out because we're nerds like that. And it was a better deal to buy the $27.99 food than the other food. And then we had to buy some dog treats to make it up to the $60 mark, because the, you know, $27.99 times two doesn't equal $60. So we bought this these treats. So we get up to the counter, and you know, we buy our stuff and whatever, and we're all excited because we saved $14. But dog food at Meijer counts as grocery. So they had this other deal yesterday where if you bought $50 worth of grocery or health and beauty, you got $5 off your purchase. So now we're up to $19 off, and we're like, yeah, that's awesome, $19 off your dog food. Amazing, right? So this is like a third of the price, like, you know, a third off. So we get out to the car and we realize that one of the dog food bags actually had like a hole in it. Like, it looked like an animal or something had tried to eat through the dog food. There was actually a hole in it. So we took it back because we're like, well, it's probably like rancid, and we don't know what happened to it. So taking it back. So we take it back, we go up to, you know, customer service. The lady says, hey, no problem. Just go grab a new bag and be on your way. She didn't even care. So we go back to the dog food area, and that size bag, the 31-pound bags, were gone. None left. So we're like, great. Now we're going to have to spend more money because all they have left is the 40-pound bags. So we put the 40-pound bag in our cart, and we go back up to the counter, and we tell the lady, hey, they didn't have any more 31-pound bags. They only have these 40-pound bag, and it's a difference in price, like $6 or something difference in price. And and I guess at this point, you know, like, we're being honest, because we could have just like walked out of there, and I don't think anybody would have noticed, because we already told the lady we're gonna get another bag of dog food, and I don't think there's that big of a difference between 31 and 40-pound bags. But we're honest people, so we wanted to make sure that it was all on the up and up, because karma sucks. So we went up to the counter, and we told her about it, and she's like, oh, okay. And then she didn't really say anything, and she just started, like, punching a bunch of stuff into her cash register. And we're like, okay, what is she doing? Because, you know, we told her, well, we're willing to pay the difference in price, but you don't have that same bag that we wanted. There's none back there. She never called or anything to like ask anybody, hey, do we actually have any more of these somewhere in the back? Never called. So she just randomly is typing out something into the register, and then she looks at it. She's like, okay, so your total for the difference in the bag is going to be 47 cents. And we're like, okay, like, that's awesome, but that's what she told us to pay, so that's what we paid. So if you add it up to the $19 that we already saved, that was like a $6 difference, I think, in the dog food. So we ended up saving $25. So basically, we practically got a whole bag of food for free, so it was pretty awesome. Got a good deal. So we got all this dog food. So now we have 71 pounds of dog food, plus the dog food that's still left over from the last bag we got, which is probably about half. So that's probably another 15 pounds of dog food. So we have a lot of dog food, like an enormous amount of dog food. Plus we got two bags of treats. So that was the cool thing about my shopping trip yesterday, is we got such a good deal on dog food. And if anybody knows me, I am one who really loves to like save money. So we got a killer deal on our school stuff the other day too, because they had like a, they had this backpack my daughter wanted. It was $19, and then it was 30% off. Then we had a 10% off, because it was like 10% off general merchandise. So we saved 40%, and then there was a coupon through Meijer where if you spent $15 on a backpack, you got $5 off. So we ended up spending $8 for a $19 backpack for my daughter. So I'm like, yeah. It was pretty cool. We bought all of their, like, the backpack, socks, because there was a coupon for those, and, two shirts, and then all my kids' supplies, like folders and binders and all that stuff. And it was, $48 total. So, like, that's really awesome. So, anyways, I'm just cheap, I guess, but I try to get the best deal I possibly can. Anyways, hopefully you guys are doing well, and I will be back, I think, hopefully, for some more.